Welcome back. Well, Mayor of the City of Johannesburg, Herman Mashaba, delivered his third State of the City address today with a key focus on rejuvenating the inner city with a 20 billion rand investment. The mayor is also negotiating a private electricity deal for the city to help deal with Eskom's electricity crisis. But his opponents are questioning the timing of these efforts. This with the most competitive national election taking place next week. Mayor Mashaba joins us on the line now with the detail behind the moves he's currently making. Thanks so much, Mayor, for your time this evening. So this is your third address. When it comes to some of the stride you've made in turning things around within this economic hub, let's start off by using growth perhaps as an initial barometer of success. What kind of economic growth are you delivering?
Well, thank you very much for this opportunity. And I think let me correct something around this announcement in the State of the City address to do with elections. I run a municipality and I have the responsibility to deliver services to our people every day for as long as I'm the executive mayor of the City of Johannesburg, whether we have elections or not. And if you really look at our announcement on the inner city rejuvenation, this matter is a process that I started on the 1st of December 2016 when I made a commitment that the City of Johannesburg will turn the inner city into a construction site. We've been in government now 2.5 years, and I don't think anyone would expect us to wait any longer because everything that we've done it with the full support of council. So therefore, to relate this to electioneering, I think our people who are not obviously involved as public servants in service delivery, they are the, and their mentalities around politics.
Okay, so let's bolster what you're saying with actual figures here, Mayor. What growth are you managing to deliver in the city?
Well, as I've indicated in my State of the City address, in the last financial year, the city enjoyed 1.7% economic growth compared to 1.4% the previous year. And I've given the commitment to the residents of the City of Johannesburg that by 2021, I'd like to see the City of Johannesburg enjoying a 5% economic growth. It is there as one of my mayoral priorities. That is why we don't have time on our side. 2021 is around the corner. We need to drive this economic growth. That's why this 20 billion rand investment by the private sector is essential. We've put in last Friday another 70 buildings out on tender. This tender will be awarded by the end of September at the latest, which will also yield another between 15 and 20 billion rands because I've committed a 5% economic growth for the City of Johannesburg by 2021.
Okay, looking at the investment case you've presented and the one that investors are actually buying into here, Mayor, how much of the investment dependent on the city delivering on infrastructural promises? I mean, what kind of infrastructure investment are you having to make hand in hand?
Well, as you are aware, we just completed on time a 1.2 billion rand savings at a substation upgrade to ensure that we can obviously ensure that our electricity grid is reliable. We've also, over the next 3 years, spending 1.2 billion rands on our road infrastructure. When I look at Joburg Water, as I indicated in my State of the City address, we are replacing old age, aging infrastructure to make sure that as we obviously develop the city, more people coming into the city, the 170 billion rand infrastructure backlog we are dealing with.
Some of that, key investment aside, you've mentioned that you've wanted to go private by striking a deal with a Kelvin Power Station on the energy front. Kelvin Power Station is an independent power producer. How are conversations with Eskom progressing on this?
Well, I've just finished a meeting now. That's why I'm late to come and talk to you. We just finished Eskom. They had a meeting with Eskom from 3 o'clock, but on other matters. to do with the supply of electricity in one of our communities in Doornkop in Ward 129. But however, I have communicated my intent to Eskom that we are negotiating with Kelvin Power Station to increase their capacity to the city of Johannesburg, because currently we're buying 200 MVA, but we'd like them to increase it to 600 so that we can buy more. Obviously, Eskom had issues with this particular matter. We don't see any reason why Eskom should obviously stop this process. If ever they can try and stop this process, we'll see them in a court of law. Because if Eskom is unable to give us electricity, and we've got Kelvin Power Station, and the city of Johannesburg has got a license to buy the power from them. So if Eskom is not happy with us exploring this options, we will see them in a court of law.
That being said, what happens to deals like these if the DA doesn't retain control of Gauteng?
It doesn't matter whether DA or control. This is not a DA matter. This is a matter for the city of Johannesburg.
Okay, you've hailed the EFF for helping run a successful multi-party government. You say that the successful coalition is proof that parties can achieve a lot when working together. Do you still think that you've got the EFF support?
Well, I think if you've listened to my speech, if you're there, or if you don't have a copy of it, and you're aware, our government, when we started ANC government, and some of the commentators said our government would not survive 3 months. It is there on record. We are here 2.5 years later. We're here 2.5 years later because of our engagement with our coalition partners and the EFF. But there are no one is actually guaranteed to give us the support if we become arrogant, we don't obviously engage. We have the responsibility to us as a DA-led administration, the city of Johannesburg. Whether you give us one vote or you give us 30 votes, we will treat you the same.
Let's leave it there.
And we will treat you with respect.
Let's leave it there, Mayor. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Herman Mashaba, Mayor of the City of Johannesburg.